As I'm sure most of you regular listeners know, we never shy away from controversy around here, and from time to time we like to keep you informed by giving our thoughtful opinions on some of the major issues of the day.
We feel it's our responsibility as prominent public figures and leading Americans to let you know what we think about things.
And so, at this time, we wish to present another in our continuing series, Bob and Ray Editorials.
We want to present our Bob and Ray editorial position right now on the number one issue facing our nation today. And, of course, that's the question of whether we should or should not to dig up all the old broken sidewalks in our metropolitan areas and replace them with new ones.
To deliver this editorial, we've selected one of the leading authorities who agrees with our official Bob and Ray opinion on the subject. She is Mrs. Carlotta Weingraf, the chairperson of the group that calls itself SOS. Those initials, of course, stand for Save Old Sidewalks. So would you just go ahead and present your arguments, Mrs. Weingraf?
Yes, thank you. My fellow Americans, as we approach the last quarter of the 20th century...
Excuse me just a moment, Mrs. Weingraf. I think we forgot to mention that the opinions you're expressing represent your own views, which also carry the endorsement of the far-flung Bob and Ray organization. However, they do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station or its employees or members of their families.
Nor are they necessarily the opinion of our sponsors or their advertising agencies or children born out of wedlock to those advertising agencies. I guess that takes care of everybody.
I think so. However, it should be mentioned that this radio station, which may fail to share our editorial opinion, broadcasts on a standard frequency assigned to it by the Federal Communications Commission.
But not necessarily by members of the families of that commission.
So now, presenting the Bob and Ray editorial stand, here again is Mrs. Weingraf.
Thank you. As we approach the last quarter of the 20th century, it should be remembered that many old sidewalks bear the footprints of dogs, cats, and even human beings who stepped in the cement while it was still wet. These footprints are historically significant because those who made them are no longer with us, for the most part. Therefore, let us ask ourselves the pertinent question, are cracked and broken sidewalks the price we must pay to have history at our feet?
Thank you, Mrs. Weingraf. You've been listening to another Bob and Ray editorial opinion on one of the controversial issues of our time. Speaking on behalf of the Bob and Ray organization, Mrs. Carlotta Weingraf, chairperson of the Committee to Save Old Sidewalks.
We recognize our responsibility to give qualified persons with opposing views an opportunity to respond to this editorial on the air. Therefore, if you hold an opposing view and consider yourself a qualified person, you may apply in writing to our office for equal time.
But please confine your letters of application to 25 words or less. Letters of more than 25 words will not be considered. The opinion of our judges is final. In case of ties, duplicate awards of equal time will be made.
And remember, there's nothing to buy, no box tops to send in. However, we must request that you enclose a stamped, self-addressed envelope. Without that, we couldn't possibly.
And don't forget to include your zip code in that address, because zip codes speed the mail.
Right. So once again, the complete address to put on that self-addressed envelope is your name, your street number, the city where you live, and most important, your zip code.
In closing, we wish to state that the preceding editorial has been presented under the auspices of the Bob and Ray Public Affairs Department. Printed copies of this editorial are not available at any price. So please refrain from sending cash, check, or money order.
And don't call collect either. Just enclose your stamped, self-addressed envelope and let it go at that. Thank you.
You've been listening to another in a continuing series of Bob and Ray editorials. Portions of this program may have been on tape and might conceivably have been recorded earlier for broadcast in this time period.